You know, I guess it's no secret that the state of Texas and the North Texas area, Dallas in particular, on a pretty good roll. In fact, for the 13th consecutive year, the Site Selection Magazine Governor's Cup went to Texas. And in particular, the Dallas-Fort Worth area has added a bunch of projects, 37 of them back in 2023. The new head of the of a group called the Dallas Economic Development Corporation is our old friend Lynn McMahon. She's the CEO and joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to see you again, David, and still talking about some of the same things, our love for the city of Dallas and how we can make it a better place to live and build a business.
We talked for years when you were representing the Real Estate Council.
Right.
So tell me about you've been in this position since July. Is this a new creation, the Dallas Economic Development Corporation?
It is a brand new organization. I opened the bank account. We're hiring people. But we are the largest city in the country that did not have its own independent economic development corporation. So it's a big job, but it's been very exciting. And the council decided in 2022 they wanted to start an independent economic development corporation for the purposes of business attraction and business retention, but also to help with the real estate development for the city of Dallas. And so they formed a board, and I was hired as the first CEO July 1st. And we have been really busy. There's a lot of attraction, a lot of interest in this region, but there's also a lot of interest in the city of Dallas itself. And so I'm here to protect the city's interests and identify opportunities that would be perfect for the city. The region's growing. It will continue to grow. We just want to make sure that there's a focused effort on behalf of the city of Dallas.
So tell me about the distinction here, because I mean, there would appear to be some overlap. I mean, we've got Downtown Dallas, Inc. We've got the Dallas Regional Chamber, the DRC. And there are lots of advocates for the area. What's the unique position of the Dallas EDC, I guess we'll call it?
We're focused strictly on the city of Dallas. And so we feel very strongly, and I personally feel very strongly, as long as the city of Dallas itself is very healthy and strong, then the region is going to continue to thrive. And so the regional chamber focuses on the region. Every city within the region, they are agnostic about. So they are treating us just like they would treat the Frisco EDC, the Irving Economic Development Partnership, any other economic development organization in the region. Now, you know, if there's an opportunity that fits well for the city of Dallas, definitely they drive those opportunities to us. The state of Texas, the governor's office, also drives opportunities to the city of Dallas. So we are very specific within the geographic boundaries of the city itself. That's what we're focused on.
Well, then I'll snatch from the headlines today. I mean, I know you're recruiting in from California and, you know, and all that sort of thing, but you've also got to retain. And in the headlines today, they're talking about, you know, the Dallas Mavericks moving to Irving. Well,
right.
This sounds like the kind of thing you ought to get involved in.
Business retention is probably our number one goal, because we want to make sure the companies that are here are happy here, and they also feel like they have a connection to the city. So in that effort, I have an entire business retention plan that we are in the process of executing. But part of it is making sure that our senior leadership at the city, like the city manager, Kim Tolbert, has an opportunity to get to know these city leaders. So she and I have started already going out and visiting with not only the top taxpayers within the city of Dallas, the top employers for the city of Dallas, and making sure that they not only know about what we're trying to accomplish, which is to help them be successful here and to help grow their business and the ecosystem, but also for them to know the city manager and know that they have a friend at City Hall that's going to help them if something comes up. And, you know, downtown is a perfect example. I'm so happy that we are able to be here, because we really need to keep downtown Dallas vibrant and healthy. And so making sure that the big stakeholders that are employers that are downtown Dallas continue to stay. So we've met with Texas Instruments. We're going to be meeting with AT&T CEO John Stankey. We're going to be meeting with all of the major CEOs in the area in the city of Dallas to make sure that they know that we care about them and that whatever we can do to help them grow their business is really our highest priority.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the city of Atlanta and Nashville and other places are competition, but we're slip-sliding away. I mean, we're seeing more and more development in, you know, West Legacy in Plano or the Star area in Frisco, or headed on up, U.S. 75 to Sherman. That's the competition, it seems like.
I think there's competition there, but it's also something that, you know, I think the city of Dallas has the opportunity to capitalize on. You know, where the city of Dallas is an older city, these are all new cities, and they're great communities, and they have great schools, and they have, you know, a lot of impassioned people that have been community leaders. They don't have the largest arts district in the country. They don't have the largest urban forest in the country. They don't have the old neighborhoods and the historic character that we have. And we have the top six high schools in the country are in the city of Dallas,
right,
as reported by the U.S. News and World Report. So between our assets in the public public school space, private school space, our university partnerships, the city of Dallas is really the anchor. And all those communities are going to continue to thrive, but they really do rely on the city of Dallas being very, very strong.
You know, it's interesting you talk about that, because we every year we usually talk to the folks at CNBC. They put together this survey of the best states to do business, and they've marked down Texas the last two or three years on several items. And one of them is education. What always at the top is education, and the other is healthcare. So maybe there's a distinction between Texas, certainly, and the city of Dallas.
I've actually talked to the person who helps lead that study, and there is some issues that are political in nature that drive that decision, frankly. And, you know, no one can dispute what's happening in the financial services world in the city of Dallas.
Oh,
no one can dispute what's happening in the healthcare and life sciences space in the city of Dallas, but also in the region. And so we are a magnet for business, and you know, it's great that they're reporting on all these different factors. But Site Selectors magazines, like for the 13th year in the row, has said the state of Texas is the place to be, and they really are the ones that driving business to these regions.
So how do you keep the workforce vibrant? Because that's one of the things that if you're going to retain or recruit business, they got to have workers, and you got to have affordability. You got to be able to afford to live in the area so that you can come work.
All of those things are so important, and frankly, the partnerships that we have with our university partners, Dallas College, University of North Texas at Dallas, University of Texas at Dallas, SMU, every single one of those universities that are in the city of Dallas itself, but also serve the region, are big partners in this workforce development. So one of the things that I've really been excited about is over the course of the time that I've been here, I've actually been answering that question for companies who are interested in the city of Dallas. Where are we getting our workers? We have, you know, very low unemployment rate that usually signals there's not available workforce, but we have inflow of 200,000 people a year into this region. We also have a young population that's got opportunities for training. So if you are coming into the city of Dallas and you are looking for a lab technician in the life sciences space, or you're looking for an advanced manufacturing worker but doesn't necessarily need a college degree, Dallas College is doing an amazing job connecting training opportunities to the jobs. And so they will create a certification program for a specific industry at request to be able to fill those workforce needs. And I can tell you, in the meetings we've had with companies that are looking at Dallas for their headquarters, that is something they don't hear anyplace else in the country.
You know, that's what I was going to ask you about next, because that's always intrigued me, is these code names that come out. You know, so they don't want to tell you the name, but some big corporation X is thinking about relocating, and they want to vet the area and find and talk to people. So do you still get those? Are you seeing those kind of inquiries still? Are they still looking at us?
It's very interesting. There's a lot of that, actually. I actually spoke with a company that's in California right now yesterday, and we'll be signing a non-disclosure agreement with them so that we don't disclose that they're looking here. But there's a lot of companies. There are code names for projects, but there's also a lot of companies that are just coming here. And we're trying to create an easy runway for them to not only onboard into, you know, their new office space and hiring people, but also having them be part of the business community. And, you know, David, you have been interviewing business leaders in this region for a really long time. And I think you would agree that we have some of the most accessible CEOs in the country. And everyone is willing to talk to you, and they're willing to greet and meet new people that are coming into the market. And that's the thing that makes Dallas different. It's not only easy for us to do business, it's easy to become a part of the business community and the communities that we have here in the city.
It sounds like you've been doing this less than a year. It sounds like you're pretty far along. I know you're still looking for permanent space and hiring employees, but it sounds like a fun job. It sounds like it ought to be.
It's super fun. I have to tell you, I'm having more fun, and every single day I have to go home and Google words because I don't know some of the the things that we're talking about when we're getting into the semiconductor space or the life sciences space. That's all interesting. The financial services space is a place that I'm very comfortable in, so that's an easy one. That's my layup. The other thing is the international interest. We have fielded a lot of businesses that, and also trade ministers and business organizations from other countries that are very interested in Dallas. And we're really hitting the radar on a global basis. We always have been, but even more so. And that has been the thing that's been really, really fascinating about the international interest, and also interested in actually establishing presence here in Dallas over any other location in the country. So we're competing on a national basis with other cities for that international business as well.
Boy, those international nonstops are a great selling point, too. Lynn McMahon is the CEO of the Dallas Economic Development Corporation. Good to catch up again. This will be the first of what I hope are many conversations.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure being with
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.